KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 60 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up just under a tenth of an inch of rainfall overnight at 0.08 of an inch. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and windy, a high of 72 with winds south of 15 to 25 miles per hour, shifting to the northwest later this afternoon. Now, there is a wind advisory in effect from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. for Cass, Audubon, Guthrie, Adair, Adams, Taylor, and counties. That's, again, a wind advisory in effect. Also, there is a red flag warning that will be in effect from noon today until 6 p.m. for extreme fire conditions. Any fires that start this afternoon, grassland or otherwise, may spread rapidly and become uncontrollable because of the winds and low humidity. This rain this morning will help, but it's not the end all. Once the winds pick up, it'll dry the grass and other timber right back out again. Well, the cause of a fire in Oneida Tuesday was unknown as of last report. Firefighters from Oneida and Wyota were dispatched to the scene at 306 Elm Street at around 11:49 a.m. Dispatch reports indicated the residents were out of the home and safe. Oneida Fire Chief Josh Peach said the fire caused minimal damage to the patio on the back of the home and no damage to the house itself. There were also no injuries reported. Cass County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday morning. The results of the CAM special election were confirmed, and total number of votes were unchanged at 170 yes and 2 no. Auditor Dale Sunderman said district patrons, therefore, voted to keep extra tax revenue in the district until 2050 by passage of the revenue purpose statement. Cass County Engineer Trent Wolkin said there are some plans in the works for the Secondary Roads Department, including on March 15th, a bridge near N56 and Lansing Road will be closed for repairs, as will another bridge on Boston Road about a mile east of Highway 71. There are new culvert pipes for a summer project that are set to arrive, he said, on March 26th, and steel rivets for bridge repairs on 700th Street were also ordered. The week of March 22nd, Wolkin will begin the process of interviewing candidates for three maintenance positions and one engineering tech position in the Secondary Roads Department. The supervisors also reported on their committee assignments and mentioned, among other things, a new road and several signs were put in at the Zion Building last week. Plans are to build a larger parking lot and will be carried out after culvert gets rerouted. A hill grade study is being conducted at the landfill. The results may speed up the timeline of the closure, and they're looking at different options for capping off the cells, including a plastic cap or a 4-foot natural cap. Also, the supervisors reported that the outdoor classroom south of Messina will be looking to make some changes this year. That includes the removal of many ash trees planted 30 years ago that are infected by the emerald ash borer. There was a high winter kill rate in the pond, and it'll be dredged and need to be restocked. Also, Lake Oneida State Park, they said, is taking out many ash trees that have been infected by the emerald ash borer beetle. And on March the 8th, 12,000 Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines were distributed. In Cass County, the 1C tier is nearly completed, according to the report provided by the supervisors. Elsewhere in the news, three people were sentenced last week in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court on drug and other charges. Authorities say 42-year-old Bruce Lee Gamble and 43-year-old Alberto Monroe Roca, both of Council Bluffs, were sentenced to 60 and 18 months in prison, respectively. Gamble was sentenced to prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine and ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release to follow his prison term and pay a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund. Gamble pleaded guilty to the offense on September 21, 2020. Roca was sentenced to prison for a prohibited person in possession of a firearm and ordered to serve 3 years of supervised release following his prison term and pay a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund. Roca pleaded guilty to his charges on August 21st of last year. A co-conspirator, 49-year-old Daniel Walker Gabehart, also of Council Bluffs, was sentenced December 16th to 60 months in prison for possession with the intent to distribute meth and another 60 months to run consecutively for possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. Gabehart was ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release following his prison term and pay a $200 assessment to the Crime Victims Fund. He pleaded guilty to the offense on August 4th of 2020. Detectives with the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force had conducted several controlled methamphetamine purchases with Gabehart, which led to a search warrant of his residence. Gabehart, Gamble, and Roca were located in the Council Bluffs apartment, along with the methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and several firearms. Also, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports 56-year-old Jeffrey Scott Leisure of Omaha was sentenced March 3rd in Council Bluffs District Court to 10.5 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Leisure was also ordered to serve 10 years of supervised release to follow his prison term and pay a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund. He pled guilty to the offense on October 9th of 2020. Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force began investigating numerous leads regarding Leisure, distributing several pounds of methamphetamine in Council Bluffs in the Omaha metro area. At the same time, detectives with the Bellevue, Nebraska Police Department and FBI conducted several controlled methamphetamine purchases with Leisure that resulted in his arrest. A lawsuit has been filed to challenge a new state law that reduces the early voting period in Iowa. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Governor Kim Reynolds signed the bill into law Monday. The lawsuit seeking to block the changes is filed on behalf of the League of United Latin American Citizens. Mark Elias, the lead attorney, says the voting restrictions in the new law create an undue burden on the right to vote in violation of the Iowa Constitution. The lawsuit cites the record turnout for the 2020 election and accuses Republican lawmakers of making it a priority to pass a bill that restricts nearly every form of voting that Iowans relied upon last year. Governor Kim Reynolds says the law strengthens uniformity, provides transparency, and gives Iowans even greater confidence to cast their ballot. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.